Okay, John's convened at 5:05. Today's the 27th. 28th?
First day of high school tickets.
It's April.
And we have one bill before us. We have Representative Val Beasy, Hilton Moeller, Gary Davis, Richard Foster here. We have a sponsor of a bill. House CS for CS for SB 275, is that correct? I've got the current one here.
Okay. Got a current, I worked out.
And we have the sponsor, Senator Bert Sharp. I want to welcome Bert here today. It's been a long time since we've had you in House drives. And if you want to go ahead and give us the background here, and what I'd like to do, if it's okay with the committee, is move it out as fast as possible.
Does that mean you want a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
There's a representative from Senator Zoroff's office here who the CS is incorporating an amendment we discussed on the floor of the Senate at the last minute but decided to offer it, and hopefully you people, your committee, would consider it. Original SB was introduced at the Senate Transportation Committee at the request of DOT, and the legislation essentially makes airport and the facilities on airport, the land disposal for those facilities, consistent with the highway property disposal statutes. Currently, without this law, any land, the way I understand it, from airports and from facilities, airport-type facilities, when they're surplus, has to be returned through the DNR to the Division of Lands, and it gets involved in the process. We feel that it should be handled, those lands should be handled the same way as disposal of highway lands that become surplus, and that's what this does. DNR does not oppose the legislation. In fact, we've incorporated there one request that says that the land conveyed to municipalities by DOTPF under this legislation would be credited against the Municipalities Entitlement Act at the current value. The CS addresses a situation we thought was more than fair and probably is long overdue. Section 1 and Section 2 are new sections added at the request of Senator Zoroff, and I found very appealing myself, and that basically instructs the DOT that whenever they have surplus property, that they shall make, at the time of disposal, they shall make every attempt to find a previous landowner to give them first chance at acquisition of the land at the, if it was acquired through eminent domain, at the price of the eminent domain plus processing costs, or current value, whichever is less at the time of disposal. If the current owner is not there, but if it was, the land was severed from a larger piece of property in the eminent domain, that the adjoining property owner that land was severed from would have first shot at reacquiring it, because of the problem of land sometimes found surplus to need or abandoned later was frontage property, and if it's sold to other people other than the original landowner, it causes a problem on access and deprives them of the frontage enhancement. So that's what Section 1 and 2 does. And there, as I say, a representative from Senator Zoroff's office is here if you want to ask anything more specific on that. And DOT's representative on the technical need for it if you have any questions. So that's all I know about it in a nutshell.
Any questions here? Chair will entertain a motion to move this bill out of committee if it meets with your
so move
with exception. Okay, is there any objection?
Adopt the work draft.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, the Representative Gary Davis has moved that we adopt the work draft of HCSCSSB 275. No objection being noted, it's adopted. We have a motion on the floor to move this out of committee. Representative Moeller?
Mr. Gibbs, I was just going to move the bill. Would you like
okay.
to make the motion?
Okay, it's been moved then by Representative Mulder that this bill be moved out of this committee with individual recommendations. And there being no objection being noted, then this bill is moved out. I appreciate all of you coming in today. I believe this is our last meeting, unless something else hot comes up. I don't anticipate
it. I do not intend on moving any more out of my transportation.
Okay.
Hold on, I got 5 minutes, Everett.
I wanted to thank those of you who are here today for 2 years of being on this committee. President Val Easy here, Al Mulder, Kirk Menard, Gary Davis. I also want to especially thank Representative Kirk Menard. He's been on this committee now for the 6 years I've been here, and also he was a former chair of transportation when he was in the Senate. And if it's okay with you, I'll circulate a letter for all of us to sign for as many years here since he's not running for re-election. And hopefully I'll see the rest of you next year. So this meeting is adjourned at 5:10. Did you want to say anything?